Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Connecticut Newsmakers with Tom Monahan. Your weekly look at the people, issues, and events shaping our state starts now on NBC 30 News, Connecticut's news leader.
It's all about jobs. We've heard that from many people here in the state of Connecticut and also from many, many people up on Capitol Hill, including the governor. Very, very important that Connecticut retain the jobs that it has and also grow over the next several years and do the very best it can in providing jobs for the people of the state.
That is Tom Monahan. About over a decade ago for NBC Connecticut, sad news, the veteran reporter passing away. We found out earlier this week at the age of 84. We worked together at, it was WVIT or NBC 30 back in the day. Now they call it NBC Connecticut. He covered politics. I could barely stay afloat. I didn't have a ton of interaction with Tom. He'd be dayside. He'd sort of sometimes be in the building for the morning meeting, sometimes never came in the building. He would go straight to the Capitol, do his live shots, and go home. So, and he was sort of like, you know, especially within the producing community and the production folks, kind of just a legendary guy. And, you know, he broke stories like, he was live on the air when the roof collapsed at the Civic Center. He broke the story about the Patriots possibly coming to Connecticut, which we know how that ended. And he just was just he just had this ease about him. When TV for me, especially at the beginning, was so anxiety inducing, and he just was like, it just looked like he just picked up the mic and talked. it was his energy about him. You know, our good friend John Senecal, he co-hosts the Fan Base podcast, which you can always get. We try to drop at least one a week. You can go to WTIC.com and go to the podcast section and listen to it. And we push it out on social media. A big Yankee fan and a guy I first met. I started, believe it or not, September 11th of 2002, the 1 year anniversary of 9/11. And we've talked to John about his experience with 9/11 because he was right, you know, at the train station in Connecticut when some of the people who survived were coming home. And he posts that every year, which is an incredibly intense thing to watch. He joins us now on Brian and Company because he worked right alongside Mr. Monahan. We just wanted to pay a little homage, and we'll do a little bit of that with Jerry Brooks next week when he was scheduled to come in anyway. But morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. It was nice to hear Tom's voice on that little prelude you made there.
Cool.
It took me back. It took me back. Yeah, I started at NBC 30, which was it was called back then, in January of 2000. And so I worked with Tom for close to 10 years. And great dude, man. Actually, the first story I ever did with Tom was not his typical beat. It was the death of a police officer in Middletown. Ross Dingwall was in a high-speed chase and lost control and wrecked his car. And Tom actually covered that story that day and down on Route 9. And it was interesting. You know, you take a guy like Tom, who's been a seasoned reporter, and that's usually not his beat, but, you know, we did that whole story. Not once did you hear him complain or anything. Total professional.
Well, you know, we're talking with John Senecal here, who worked with Tom Monahan. There's a couple of things that struck me about him, and I'm not even sure they're accurate, but it looked like he could just whip the story together almost with almost like writing it in his head. I mean, did he have that?
Yep.
And it's not even casual, because it's not to imply that it wasn't professional. It's just like he could do all the computations necessary in his brain. Was that what he was like?
Yeah, I mean, true professional in all the sense. I mean, Tom knew exactly what the story was. It's funny because, you know, you'd work all day at the Capitol with Tom, and and you'd get out in the live truck, you'd be putting the story together, and, you know, he'd be doing his thing, and next thing you know, he'd hand you a script, and it'd be scribbled on a bunch of, like, napkins or scrap pieces of paper and stuff, and, you know, it made sense, but it wasn't your typical reporter script, and he'd hand it to you, and he'd say, "Sew it up, John, sew it up," and, it was great. It was just, that was just who he was. But the best part about it was, you know, you called them news packages. And back then, you know, everything had to be like a minute and 15 seconds, right, a minute and 20 seconds long. And Tom's packages would like two minutes and 10 seconds. Like, and it would drive the producers nuts, but that's just who he was. And it's funny because he would say, "John, what's the TRT?" And TRT is total runtime. And I go 205, Tom. And he go, 148. So send it in.
And if you know television, like, you go 10 seconds over, I used to get yelled at, you know what I mean? If something was, over, and basically you're saying Tom was like, "Whatever, I'm going to do what I'm going to do."
But it was great, though, because I think, you know, it flowed. You know, they expected it. The stories were meaningful. They were great. They had everything they needed, and it worked. And that's who he was. I mean, Tom was just, he was a professional. He was a great journalist, and he was an awesome person. I'm gonna tell you another story about Tom, about the person he is, and this is more of a personal story. So I started at NBC 30, probably like I was 25 years old, and Tom's like, at that point, you know, this is like 25 years ago, so Tom's like almost 60, right? Yeah, yeah. So he's working with this young guy in the car, sitting with him all day, and, you know, most people, he wouldn't give me the time of day, right? But this guy, I mean, he treated me like the biggest equal. So one day, it was probably a couple years into the job, and it was the middle of the summer, and it was rough, man. It was just a bad, hot stretch, and I somehow got this rash on my back. I don't know how it was, but it was just awful, and I could not, like, figure out what it was. And, like, this is before, like, walk-in clinics and all this other stuff, right? You just didn't walk into a clinic. So I was trying to get hold of, like, a dermatologist, and I couldn't do it. Like, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, 50, whatever. It took forever to find one, and I didn't have a doctor. I was a young guy. I came here. So I'm driving in the car, and I'm complaining about this, and next thing I know, I hear Tom talking on the phone to something. He's like, "Hey, there's a doctor in, or, you know, tell him Tom Monahan's calling." And next thing I know, he's like, "Take a right up here." And we turn down the street. He drives me to his dermatologist. And I walk in there, and the guy just, like, nothing. "No problem. Here you go." Writes me a prescription, and I'm gone. I never even got a bill for it. That's the kind of guy he was.
Yeah, and back in the day, that, like, honestly, like, the labor it took to find the right doctor, get in, and actually take care of it. And when you're young, you're like, "Screw it, I'm just going to suffer through it." I mean, I mean, he also had the sense, and we only got like a minute. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think it, you know, toward the end, it was different. But he struck me as the political guy that, you know, got most of his information, like, after the session and after work, like, at the bar with the legislators. I mean, I have this sort of mythic view of him. Was that accurate?
There was nobody that was more connected than Tom. I mean, there wasn't a time where you didn't see him talking to somebody, right? Like, you're working on a story, and you look back, and where's Tom? Well, Tom's over talking to somebody, and half the time you probably didn't even know who it was, right? I mean, everybody knew who Tom was, but you didn't know who everybody that Tom knew was. You know what I'm saying? He was so well connected. He was so well respected. I mean, I talked on the podcast about George W. Bush and Joe Lieberman. You know, they would just go straight to Tom, you know, pass everybody else and talk to him. So, you know,
and I don't think that person doesn't exist anymore. Right. I mean, that era is over.
No, the Tom Monahans of the world don't exist anymore in journalism. They just don't. It's a different beast. But he's just such a great guy and a true gentleman in all senses of the words, and a funniest guy, one of the funniest guys I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, John. Thanks for popping on for a couple minutes to share your thoughts.
Yep, great guy. Good job, Brian. Take care.
Thanks, buddy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.